Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad that you're here. And I'm so glad that I heard all this chatter. How awesome. What a great community. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and I'm the pastor here at University United Methodist Church. And I want to introduce a few other folks that are here. We have Peter Swords, who's our liturgist today. We have Dale Fryer, who's in the blue shirt in the middle, who will be our song leader. And we have Martha Sutter, who is our director of music, and Dennis Triggs, who is our organist. So I think those are the main players. We have ushers and acolytes and all that fun stuff. So I want to let you know that whatever brings you here, custom, crisis, that you're welcome, and that wherever you come from, we hope that you find peace here in this space. Peace in your heart, peace in your family, and peace in your world. So I have a few announcements today, and I'm going to wing it because I don't remember all of them. A lot of them are in here, this sheet. We put it right in there. So next week we're going to be marching in support of refugee resettlement, and if you'd like to join us, please let me know. And I feel like there's, the thing that you really need to know this morning is that we're going to be starting a new picture directory. And so we have someone here who has volunteered, Ben Mead. He's way in the back in the middle. He's going to be taking pictures for our pictorial directory. And guess what? You looked beautiful 5 years ago when you got your picture taken. You're going to look beautiful today when you get it taken, too. It's okay. And so where he's going to be taking the pictures is in the gathering room, which is right behind this room here. It's kind of, if you go out this way, you'll run right into him because it's going to be on that side of the room. We do have a safe sanctuary policy here, which means that we want everyone to be safe here, including children and vulnerable adults. So if you have a child that is under your care today, please stay with them no matter where they go. If they go to the restroom or anywhere, please just accompany them. And the bathrooms, I just mentioned the bathrooms. There's out this way, the ladies' room is easy to find, and the men's room you got to look for a little harder and read the signs. But if you go out this door, you'll find it. So again, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. How about we get started? So the butterfly has long been a symbol of the resurrection of Jesus, as well as the resurrection of believers as we emerge from the power of death. In this Easter season, we will examine our own transformations from cocoons and tombs to the unfurled beauty of all God calls us to be. And so today I can't go the day, and I'm going to talk more about this later, but I can't continue the day without mentioning and naming that the United Methodist Church has made, well, not the church, but the Judicial Council of the United Methodist Church has made a ruling on a bishop in the Western jurisdiction. And so I want to talk about that more later. It's kind of in my sermon. So, but know that that's coming. And part two of this is that please stay after worship, because as a congregation, I'd love to have a conversation about this. I don't think that we should just let this happen and us not talk about it. There might be emotions we need to talk about. There might be things that we feel we need to do next as a congregation. And I really think that it's worth a conversation. Okay. So back to this. In recognition of Native American Sunday and in honor of the Onondaga Nation and the Iroquois Confederacy, on whose land we stand, let me share these words. Creator made all that is and proclaimed that it is good. Creator, help us to discover in all you have made in nature the good wisdom about the interconnectedness of all things, about balance, and about living in harmony. We are not above nature. We are part of creation. We live by the same laws as all of nature and need to learn from what God has made. Creator, help us to discover the power that lies in the wisdom and understanding of our role in the great mystery and in honoring every little living thing as a teacher. May our spirits be in harmony with yours as we gather in your worship. Sacred traditions and texts are filled with the stories of those who opened to new life and purpose. The story of faith is not one of arrival, but journey. The new butterfly's struggle to push out of its confines produces a fissure that cannot be undone. We look to the willingness of Abraham and Sarah to take on new names, a new family, and a new mission for their lives. Let us open into the light of a new day.
This is a day of new beginning, time to remember and move on, time to believe what love is bringing, laying to rest the pain that's gone.
Good morning. I'm Peter Swords, and I'll be your liturgist. I'm here right now, but I'm going to be up in the choir because I sing in the choir. So don't be surprised if sometimes you don't see me when I'm actually talking. Please rise if you're able and join me in the call to worship. And God said, "Let there be light." And Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. And the light shone in the darkness." Jesus said, "You are the light of the world, and the light shall not be quenched." Let's join in our opening hymn, "Christ Has Risen," shown on the screen. It actually has the same tune as the familiar hymn, "God Who Stretched the Spangled Heavens."
God has risen while earth slumbers. Christ has risen where hope died. Christ has said, as has he promised, as we doubted and denied. Let the moon embrace the blessing. Let the sun sustain the tear. Let the world confirm the rumor, Christ has risen, God is here. Christ has risen for the people whom he died to love and save. Christ has risen for the women bringing flowers to grace his grave. Christ has risen for disciples huddled in an upstairs room. He whose word inspired creation can't be silenced by the tomb. Christ has risen and forever lives to challenge and to change. All whose lives are messed or mangled, all who find religion strange. Christ has risen, Christ is present, making us what he has been. Evidence of transformation in which God is known and seen.
Thank you. Please remain standing. We have a tradition of greeting one another by shaking hands and saying good morning or peace be with you. Some powerful words were spoken Friday by the gathered queer clergy and their allies in worship after the Judicial Council meeting that was called to determine if lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, queer persons had the right to answer God's call as clergy and bishops. The words were simple. We can do hard things. I would ask you to speak these words with me each time, stressing the capitalized words on the screen. And then turn to each other and speak these words to each other in greeting, if you would like. Ready? We can do hard things. 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 Thank you, and peace be with you. I invite you to share this truth with your neighbors.
Good morning again. As we come to a conclusion of our wonderful greeting time, I'd like to ask the children to come forward if they are open to that, and so that we can have a conversation.
For by the life and death of Jesus, love's mighty spirit now as then can make of us a world of difference as faith and hope are born again.
Hello, everyone. Great. So, I have a question. Does anyone here have... Oh, we got a couple more. Hello. Do you want to sit here? I'll move my things. Does anyone here have a nickname? Yeah? What's your nickname? DJ. Okay. And so anyone... Okay. I'm curious about that, but we'll talk maybe later about where it came from. Anyone else have a nickname? You have a nickname? What's your nickname? Misi. All right. Does anyone else have a nickname? Okay, so I wanted to tell you about my brother. And so my brother, his name is James Warren Kirshner, but his nickname is Jamie. That's what our mom decided his nickname would be. But then one day, I think he was probably 7. Is anyone here 7? Okay, so when he was about 7, he decided that he wanted his name to be J.W. Well, not J.W., J.W. We had to say it the right way. And so J.W. wanted us to call him J.W. instead of Jamie. And so we're like, well, why? Why do you want your name to be J.W.? And he said because he wanted to be something new for a while. He wanted to change his name because he wanted to be somebody new for a while. And he wanted to test this one out. And so none of us could remember to call him J.W. So we always called him Jamie. And he kind of, I think, forgot that he wanted to be called J.W. after about 3 months. But it was an interesting thing that he wanted his own nickname. Sometimes our nicknames come to us because of something silly that happens. Sometimes our parents give us our nickname. Sometimes our grandparents give us our nickname. And sometimes we get new names when we're baptized or when we, in another tradition, in the Catholic tradition, when we take our first communion or confirmation. So we, as a tradition, we take on new names in new, different parts of our lives. And sometimes we pick them out, and sometimes someone assigns that to us. So we're talking still about emerging and butterflies. What is the first stage? What does a butterfly start out as? Yeah, a caterpillar. And then what happens? It goes into a cocoon. And then what happens? It turns into a butterfly. And so when we mark that moment with a new name, we're emerging this butterfly. So I have some butterflies up here that the Sunday school class was so kind to make last week, and we're going to hang them up on our banners. You see, last week, if you were here last week, thank you for helping, but we're going to put some more butterflies up there, and we're going to get more and more butterflies as these weeks go on. So who wasn't here last week to hang a butterfly? I want to give those out first. And so this is how you hang it. So I'm going to ask you to hang it, but do you care which one? hang it, and but don't climb on the chairs there because I don't want anyone to fall, okay? Why don't you guys go up and you can start hanging it, okay? Who else wasn't here? Okay. Were you guys here last week? Okay. All right. So this represents that we are always emerging, okay? Wow, there are four left and four children. Here you go. Will you hang it? Will you go hang it? Thank you so much for coming with me, and I guess once you hang it, we'll say a quick prayer. So as our last butterfly is hung, will you pray with me? God of creation, thank you for creating things that can become new. Thank you for creating us, which can become new, with new names and new purpose and newness, new attitudes and newness. Please be with us today as we emerge into whatever you would like us to be. I pray this in your many, many names. Amen. So will you please go back and sit with whoever brought you? Thank you. Oh, except for you and you and Freddie. Come on up. Okay, so usually we have the anthem, but we have a special treat today because today we have three baptisms. So I'd like to ask the family to come on up and anyone who would like to stand with the family, come on up. And you know what? Children that just went back to your families, out of habit I said that, but if you want to come up and sit on the floor here to have a front row seat, children can sit here for the baptism if they would like. So sorry I sent you back. Are you ready for this? All right. No? Two no's, one yes. All right. So how about you guys come close to the baptismal font, and then we're going to have... Hello. How about we have you go on the other side? How about you go on the other side? Yay, look at all this. You can come over here if you'd like, if you want a front row seat. Come on up. I won't baptize you too. Come on up. Look at this. Are you all comfortable standing in front of this? Could you do that so we can see you and then your family can get closer? Great. All right. And I'm wondering if, okay, we're good. All right. Can everybody see? Yeah? All right. Can you see? Okay. Here we go. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, and I'm asking parents, and I'm asking godparents, and you can see your answers up on the screen, just so you know. Well, the answers, hopefully, that you'd like to say. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Will you nurture these children, these lovely children, in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, say, I will.
I will.
According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? If so, say, I will.
I will.
And to you, all of you sitting out there, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these lovely people now before you in your care? With God's help, We will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth life, light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. And we all say, sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his work to the nations, his glory among all people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who will receive it, to wash away their sin and to clothe them in righteousness through their lives, that dying and being raised in Christ, they may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. All right. So, I think we'll go in order of birth. How about that? Okay. So you don't have to say anything. You can just take it in, okay? And I want to make sure I say it right. Thank you. So, Jamies, I baptize you in the triune God, Creator, and Jesus the Son, our Redeemer, and in the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Didn't hurt, right? Misia, didn't hurt, right? Okay. Dejan, no, Darion. Darion, DJ, Darion, I baptize you in the triune God, in God the Creator, and Jesus our Redeemer, and in the Holy Spirit our Sustainer. Amen. And Frederick III, I baptize you in the name of the triune God, our Creator, in Jesus, our Redeemer, and in the Holy Spirit, our Sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
Yay. The Holy Spirit, I think what we need to do is lay hands on our new people here. Come on over. Can you come right in front? I promise that, and if you can't reach them, just hold the person, put your hand on the shoulder in front of them. Can you turn this way, though? Sorry. And can you go one way or the other? Thanks. Okay, here we go. There you go. All right. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Now it is our joy to welcome the newly baptized, and let's all say, through the baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. Let's say amen. Yay! We're so proud of you all for doing this brave thing. Really are. So I think what we'd like to do is just have you guys go out and about so people can see you, not with all this crowd around. And before godparents leave and parents leave, I'm just at the end we'll sign the baptismal certificates, okay? But I want to welcome these guys, these beautiful people once again, all right? Can we clap? Welcome, welcome. We are a community of prayers. So if you would like your prayers to be read as a part of worship today, please hand in to our ushers who will be coming down the aisles either your yellow slip or your purple slip. And if you don't have a prayer today, just hang on to that, and you can put it in the plate for the offering, okay? Because we like to know who's here so we can pray for you, even not on Sunday.
Then let us with the Spirit's daring step from the past and leave behind our disappointment, guilt, and grieving, seeking new paths and sure to find. Christ is alive and goes before us to share and share what love can do. This is the day of new beginnings. Our God is making all things new.
Lots of prayers today. How beautiful. Let us come together in an attitude of prayer.
O sustaining, transforming Creator God, thank you for this moment together, for the earth under our feet, the air we breathe, the sun's warmth, and for the awesome gift of water celebrated today in baptisms. We appreciate spring returning in our hemisphere, the earth awakening, just as we appreciate daylight every morning. We are waking up to your gifts of healing, growth, and relationship in our own lives, and to the grace and mercy you show us, as you did to Abraham and Sarah, and in our prayers today. For our pastor, congregation, our church, our city, as we bounce back in resilience and do hard things. Oh God, we humans have put our planet at great risk. Acid in the oceans, pollution in the air, and relentless exploitation of people of the global majority, with escalating threats of violence in a protection racket that drains our resources. We have, as Reverend Dr. King said, we have guided missiles and misguided men. Forgive our willful arrogance and stubborn addiction to power. Let us not become the evil we deplore. Enlighten us, Lord. Illuminate us with your truth, your rainbow of colored light that reveals our beautiful human diversity. All cultures, abilities, affinities, gender identities, all children of Father Abraham. Open our eyes to new viewpoints. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days. And now, as we come out of cocoons into new life, let us get together and then be sent out together as your light, with your light shining through us as stewards, partners, and allies in bringing your love to this world in need. And now let's join in the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father,
Today, for our scripture reading, we're going to have many voices. So could my many voices please come forward? Uh-oh. We will be reading today. I guess what we're going to have to do is share this mic. <That's good. laughs> So do you want to, well, just...
Dale's coming.
Oh, Dale is coming. Great. Thank you. All right. So today, we're going to be reading from the scripture. We're going to be reading from Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. 15 through 27. Could you guys share, you two, and then you can say, okay. When Abram was 99 years old, God appeared to him and said,
I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you will greatly increase your numbers.
Abram fell face down, and God said to him,
As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you.
I will establish my covenant and an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be with your God and the God of your descendants after you.
God also said to Abraham,
as for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her.
Abraham fell face down. He laughed. I need you all to laugh. And said to himself, Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at age 99? And Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Then God said,
yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac.
I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him.
And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers.
He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant I will be establishing with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year.
When he had finished speaking to Abraham, God went up from him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks
be to God.
Now please rise as you are able and join in singing, Open My Eyes That I May See, number 454 in your blue hymnal or on the screen.
Good morning again. So it happened to me again today. My sermon is on my computer, but this time I didn't leave the computer at home. I ran out of battery. So in my laziness of not printing it up at home, I hand wrote a little bit here. So this is either going to be a lot shorter than I anticipated or a lot longer than I anticipated. So let's take this ride together. I'm just going to pray for a minute. Holy God, please be with all of us as we sit and learn in this moment. Let us know that each of us have a name that God has given us, and that is Child of God. Amen. So we have started this new Eastertide period talking about emerging. And last week we talked about coming out, leaving comfortable places. We talked about how hard that is sometimes to leave those comfortable places, but we know, and we're trying really hard to trust, that God is with us as we leave those comfortable places to emerge into what God has in store for us. So today, oops, I forgot my thing. Today we're talking about open, into the light. So we'll talk about the importance of names, coming out of our cocoons and tombs, and how we might live into the light. Well, the first thing I'd like to focus on is this name change. In our scripture, we learned that Abram, because God said it, became Abraham. And Abram, when he became Abraham, and Sarai became Sarah, they had a new life, a new purpose. They were to have a family, which they had longed for so long. Now, names were very important, as they are now, but important then because back in the day of the writing of the Bible, names told people stories, or told others about who they were by the name. Because many times people weren't just Abraham, but maybe Jesus of Nazareth, or wherever one was from. Or sometimes someone would introduce themselves with their family line, their father's name. Because that told whoever they were introducing themselves to something about themselves, and that included social status. So names were very important, and to have a name change and God to say, you are now Abraham and Sarah, and you have a new purpose for me, huge, huge stuff. And names are important today as well, right? We have names in which we are assigned at birth, but then by our parents, but then there are different times in our lives when we mark the moment with a new name, right? Today at the baptism, every single child baptized today has another name, but they were baptized with their names. And we have other times when we mark the moment. In other traditions, as I said, to the children, people mark the moment when they have a first communion or a confirmation and they have a new name. And we also sometimes change our names in this culture with marriage. And we mark the moment of our new life, our new, whatever's new, our new purpose. So names are pretty important. The other thing in our culture, it seems as though we say our name, and then the next question is what? What do you do? Right? Who are you? What do you do? And so in this culture, in this area of the world, it seems as though that tells us something about the other person. So what's your name and what do you do? And so then we can figure out where do they stand, right? Who are they, and in the social scale of things, where who are they and where are they? So I was in a workshop one time, and a woman, we were introducing ourselves, and one woman said, well, I'm grandmother, I'm mother, and she said some other things that she is, and then she said, I'm also clan mother. And this was fascinating, that her most important role was grandmother and mother. And in the Onondagan culture, it's that's who you are. The clan mother is, you are that person as well, but that's a really important role, by the way. Clan mother is like the highest position that a woman has in the tribe. And so for her to name all these other things was interesting coming from the culture I just named, or who are you? So, the United Methodist Church, what's in a name? It seems, yes, it seems that we have a crisis of identity right now in the United Methodist Church. Because in our name, it says United. But in our hearts and in our congregations, we are not united. It seems we have a crisis of identity because of many, many years. Now, I only have a few years of history, and there's others we can ask about the history, or we can look it up in documents. There's a history there in the United Methodist Church of naming that people who are, I'm trying to think of the right terminology, self-avowed practicing homosexuals cannot be clergy in the United Methodist Church. And there's a large group of people, I would almost say 50-50, 50% believe this and 50% do not believe this, that are saying, no, we need to take that language out, we need to change that. And so we're having this identity crisis. And so this past week, well, let's backtrack. In July, there is a self-avowed, this was an argument. There is a woman who is a pastor in the Western jurisdiction. She was in California, and she is married to a woman, and so she was clergy in good standing. And in July, her jurisdiction, the Western jurisdiction, elected her bishop. And so there was this crisis. What do we do with this? She was clergy in good standing, and then she became bishop in good standing. But someone in the southeastern jurisdiction raised a, I don't know what the word is right now. They had raised a complaint with this. And so this went to the highest court system in the United Methodist Church, the Judicial Council. And it's, I would say it's equivalent kind of to the Supreme Court of the United States. And so last week we were praying from Tuesday until Thursday and Friday about this. And however that prayer might be, united, are we staying united? Are we not? Where are we? What's going on with this? So Friday, the Judicial Council ruled that Bishop Karen Olivito was consecrated incorrectly. It should not have happened. And so now the Western jurisdiction of bishops has to do something about it. And I apologize, I'm giving you a brief overview because there's so many details that I sort of understand and sort of don't understand. If you get the e-blast, Tom Bull has been great about putting links in the e-blast so that you can read word for word what's going on. You can also subscribe to the United Methodist News, or you can go on Facebook because also Tom has put a lot of these articles on Facebook as well. So you can read this and read it for yourself so it's not just me overviewing it and maybe getting it slightly wrong. So many people were harmed by this ruling that Bishop Karen Avalito is not able to be consecrated as bishop because she is married to a woman. Many people are sad about this, and many people believe that God's gifts are in everyone, and in everyone that they should be able to share their gifts as God has given them. So, as a congregation, we need to talk about this. And I'm really hoping that after worship today, and maybe I'll try to be even shorter, but after worship today, we'll talk about this. And what does this mean as a congregation with this this ruling from the Judicial Council? What does this mean as a congregation in the United Methodist Church? And what are we going to do with this identity crisis? Maybe we here have an identity, and maybe we need to share what that identity is. And maybe that will help lead the United Methodist Church as a general church, as a big church, forward. So, although we have an identity crisis, we may be emerging into something new. You may see this on our website and in all our documents and in our flyers and everything. And this is the symbol of a reconciling ministry, a reconciling church. So we have that all over the place. Okay, so I'm wondering, in this identity crisis, in this crisis of our name, what might be new? What might be emerging? You know, in a monarch's life cycle, it starts out, as the children said, caterpillar, cocoon, and then it comes out of the cocoon, and it doesn't just fly away. It waits for its wings to dry, and it also has to take time to have the fluids, I read this weekend, the fluids in its abdomen go out into its wings so that the wings are prepared to fly. And so I want to watch this life cycle of the butterfly, of the monarch butterfly, and how it doesn't just emerge from the cocoon and take off. So let's see how this goes. Look at the wings, they're getting larger as the fluid pumps into them. And it's starting to move more. Now he can flap his wings, and eventually he can fly. So what if our general church, our church here, our congregation in this place and time, is the monarch who has just emerged from the cocoon, and we are preparing to fly? What if right now we're getting our wings full of the fluid, and we're getting our wings dried off so that we can fly? What if we're in this period of emerging and taking a moment to be ready for that flight? In the call to worship today, we read these words that God created light, Jesus is the light, and we are to be the light. We are not to be squelched. So what if we are not to be squelched and we're getting ready to go into the light, to share the light, in the light? We are meant not just to stay in a cocoon. We're meant to have a voice. We're meant to take action. We're meant to have faith, and we're meant to live into the light. Amen. As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips, which are either lavender or yellow, in the plate as the ushers come down the aisle. We have these attendance slips because we love you. And we want to make sure everyone is okay. And if you haven't been here for a while, we want to check in on you and see if you need some prayer and some joy and love. Yes? Oh, thank you. All right, so the voice from above said, I never told you about the black folders in the beginning. So ignore this pink thing. Everyone has a black folder. Yeah, thank you, Stark. And in that black folder are yellow slips and I call them lavender, purple slips. And we ask that you fill those out to the best of your ability so that we can make sure that we are praying for you and keeping track of you so that you are not forgotten or lost. Okay, so I'd like to tell our first-time visitors that we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest, and we are just so grateful that you're here. Yet we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church. So, as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings.
please remain standing and join me in singing Christ is Risen. Oops, I'm sorry. Please join me in the unison prayer of dedication displayed on the screen. For each new morning with its light, for rest and shelter of the night, for health and food, for love and friends, for everything thy goodness sends. God in heaven, we thank thee, and we ask that these gifts be used so that all people may claim this privilege. Amen. Now please remain standing and join me in singing Christ is Risen, number 307, in the blue hymnal and displayed on the screen.
Christ is risen, shout Hosanna, celebrate this day of days. Christ is risen, hush in wonder, all creation is amazed. In the desert, all surrounding, see a spreading tree has grown. Healing leaves of grace abounding, bring a taste of love unknown. Christ is risen, raise your spirits from the caverns of despair. Walk with gladness in the morning, see what love can do and dare. Drink the wine of resurrection, not a servant, but a friend. Jesus is our strong companion. Joy and peace shall never end. Christ is risen, earth and heaven nevermore shall be the same. Break the bread of new creation where the world is still in pain. Tell its grim demonic chorus, Christ is risen, get you gone. God the first and last is with us. Sing Hosanna, everyone.
As we remember our indigenous sisters and brothers and those who walked yesterday across the globe to stand for our created earth, let us close our worship with a poem entitled Walk Softly by Nakakakena, I practiced that too, of Chippewa and Dakota tribes. Please join in response saying, we will walk softly. When joy fills us, we will walk softly. When our hearts are rejoicing, we will walk softly. When we recognize Jesus sits, walks, and stands beside us, we will walk softly. When we hear of pain and suffering of others, we will walk softly. When hearts are stricken by grief, we will walk softly. When all around us is attacking our faith, we will walk softly. When doubt fills our days, we will walk softly. When others are watching, we will walk softly. As we lead others into the path of righteousness, for his name's sake, we will walk softly. Go now in peace to love and serve our God. Amen. Thank you.